at somebody and tell them, I've been through hell and back, but I got a right to praise him. I've been through it. I've had some ups and I've had some downs. Woo! But I'm so glad through every step of the way, the Lord has been with me. Has the Lord been with you through every test, through every trial, through every circumstance? Has the Lord been with you? Because when my heart is right toward God, God is obligated. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God is obligated to orchestrate every circumstance, situation, and event of my life, and to bring me into the company and the people that I need to know that are crucial and critical for the fulfillment of my destiny. In this predetermined, God-ordained impact that only I can make in this world. But guess what? When it's my sincere desire to please God, he is also obligated to reverse my barren state supernaturally, even if he must create a miracle. My barren state, where there seems to be no growth. My barren state, where it looked like the enemy dried up my ground, because it's my sincere desire to please the only wise God who is just. To the only wise God, he is also obligated to reverse every barren state, wherever there's no growth, my God has the power to reverse that situation and bring water to a dry ground. Do I have a witness? I know he will. Oh. If for no other reason, David led them with the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hands. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Because David had a heart that was after God. He was God's manservant. He brought him from the backside of the mountain. Yes, he did. Just like he brought some of you. They said you would be nothing. They said you would fail. They said you would remain on drugs. They said you would continue to do the bad things you were going to do. But somewhere God stepped in. And he made the they-sayers a liar. Because when you're sick on your bed of affliction, and